At the sink, what do you turn on?
Faucets.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a faucet on any other thing?
Spigot. You mean a different name for them?
Yeah.
Some of them call them spigots. Some of them call them hydrants. I have my tenants call them everything, really. Spigots, yeah. And hydrants and faucets.
When you were working in the fields, did anybody ever bring you water in a really large container?
Yes.
Would it have anything like
that? Water bucket is what they call them.
A bucket? Mm-hmm. Did it have anything?
Had a bale on it.
A what?
A bale. You mean to carry it with?
What is that?
It's a bale. It was a handle. You might want to call it a handle, but it was a bale, really. It would fold over to the side. Either side you could carry it over, but they call them water bale.
Uh-huh. What did you drink out?
A glass. Yeah. They'd bring a glass. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever drink out of anything else?
Yeah, we had a water keg that we'd drink water out of a lot. And then it was just a wood keg. It was about a gallon, or maybe a little old, maybe. Might have been a 2 gallon, but they come in gallons, 2 gallons, you can give them almost any size. And it's just got a little spout on it. It's got a stopper in it. You take the stopper out and drink out of it. Mm-hmm.
What was that stopper made out of?
Cork. Now, some of them had jugs that they carried water in. It had a stopper in it also, and it had a mouth to it, of course, the jug mouth.
Where did flour used to come in? What container?
What did it come in? Sacks or barrel, either one.
Where did molasses come in? A very large quantity of molasses.
Barrels.
What about
kegs or gallons? I mean, you could get it in gallon containers, or half a gallon containers, small kegs of sorghum, or you could get it in barrels. In fact, we grew a lot of sorghum, and we put it up in 55-gallon barrels. Had a spout at the bottom, and you just pull a stopper. It had a stopper, and you just pull a stopper out and draw you out as many molasses as you want.
Did you have anything else? When you made molasses, did you make anything else from the sorghum?
No. Molasses is all we made from sorghum.
What do you call it, what we have now that's like molasses, but a little different?
Like syrup or something like that. Yeah.
How would you compare molasses and syrup if you were talking?
Well, molasses, it's a little thicker really normally than syrup. Of course, you could cook it thinner, you could cook it thicker. But it's made out of sorghum, and syrup is usually made out of trees or some other kind of cane other than sorghum cane. Maple really makes a lot. There's a lot of maple syrup made, and it's made out of maple trees, just the juice that comes out of a maple tree. And the sorghum, we had our own sorghum mill, and we had to grind this sorghum, run it through a mill to squeeze the juice out of the cane, and then put it in this pan, and we had a copper pan to cook it in. And we cooked it pretty thick. A lot of people eat it kind of thin, but we liked our sorghum kind of thick.
Why did you use a copper pan?
We preferred copper over galvanized. We just thought it had a better taste, and we just thought it made a lot better molasses.
What about lard? How did you get lard?
Say, cut all the fat off of our meat, side meat and everything else, all the fat that we could get off of pork. It was made out of pork altogether, of course. And then we'd cook it in this big wash pot, really. Build a big fire in it and cook it and get all the grease out of it and then strain it, and it would make lard.